The United Nations envoy for Syria has issued an urgent plea for action to keep the Syrian town of Kobani from falling to ISIS fighters. The envoy, Staffan de Mistura, warned that if the town does fall, thousands of Kurdish fighters and civilians will likely be massacred. We have more from NPR's Alice Fordham.
Just a mile or two over the border in Turkey, activists from the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani say they fear they're watching its final fall. One is Merwan Osman Ismail. We reached him by Skype.
The heavy clashes is happening now. They especially using artilleries and tanks to bomb from the far. And thousands of bombs are falling on the city now, and the city of the Kobani is full of smokes.
More than 170,000 people have fled Kobani and the surrounding villages in recent weeks as the Islamic State has trained its considerable firepower on the northern Syrian area. Why is it so important? Ismail explains that if the Islamic State takes Kobani, they control a long stretch along the Turkish border and get an easier supply route.
So they're trying to control the city, to control the whole border with Turkey and to make strategies to smuggling artillery.
Of course, there has been a response by the US-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. There have been more airstrikes around Kobani than on almost any other target. Some think that's made a difference. We Skyped with activist Nizar Mustafa, also just over the Turkish border. He says the airstrikes are helping a lot. Plus, he reckons the Islamic State is at a disadvantage in urban fighting, as they don't know the town. Still, he says, the extremists are now in the centre of the centre and control the headquarters of the Kurdish fighters. The Kurds are fighting the heavily armed militants with worn-out guns and say their town is all but broken. Government water and electricity have long been cut off. Medical supplies are low, and estimates of the number of civilians left vary. The UN thinks there's 700 there, but activists on the ground reckon there's only a few dozen. Alice Fordham, NPR News.